40 years in the making. Today, the National Archives and Records Administration will release the Pentagon Papers in full for the first time. The papers were first obtained by Daniel Ellsberg. He was later known as the most dangerous man in America.
It was the evening of October 1st, 1969, when I first smuggled several hundred pages of top-secret documents out of my safe at the Rand Corporation. The study contained 47 volumes, 7,000 pages. My plan was to Xerox the study and reveal the secret history of the Vietnam War to the American people.
And that is what he did. That's Daniel Ellsberg from the film The Most Dangerous Man in America. Exactly 40 years ago, on June 13th, 1971, Ellsberg leaked those documents to our partner, The New York Times, and they published the first in a series of articles based on the Pentagon Papers. And Fox Butterfield was one of the first reporters to review those declassified documents. He joins us today. Fox, good morning.
Good morning.
So tell me about that incredible morning when you came to work and heard, or maybe it was the evening, that you spoke with your executive editor and he told you about the Pentagon Papers.
Well, he called me to his office, and I was actually the Newark bureau chief. I was a very junior correspondent, and his secretary called and said that Mr. Rosenthal, Abe Rosenthal, wanted to see me, which of course sent shivers through me because he wouldn't call me unless I'd done something terrible. And he called me. I went into his office, and there was no small talk. He said, "Do you have any objection to working with classified government documents?" And I had no idea what that meant. So I said, "Well, if you don't, I suppose I don't." And he said, "Good. Go over to the New York Hilton Hotel." And Neil Sheehan, one of our senior correspondents who'd been in Vietnam, was over there, and he said he's got a really important government study on Vietnam. I want you to join the project. And I just had no comprehension of what was going on. And I went over to the Hilton, which was about 10 blocks away, and the New York Times had already taken a suite of rooms. And there were four large filing cabinets filled with these documents, and Neil and I began reading them. It was overwhelming, and I my mind boggled when I opened the first set, and there was a thing at the top that said, "Eyes only president."
Wow. We're speaking with Fox Butterfield, who was one of the first reporters at our partner, the New York Times, to review the Pentagon Papers when they received them. Just as a reminder, the Pentagon Papers were, as you heard, very top secret study of the U.S. involvement in Vietnam covering 20 years. They were actually put together at the request of Secretary of Defense Robert McNamara. We don't, to this day, Fox Butterfield, know why Robert McNamara commissioned this study, but we do know that this history included things that were never intended for the American public, right?
That's correct. I mean, it was really a history of the decision-making that got us into Vietnam. McNamara himself wanted to find out how we had gotten into this mess, because he, from early on, had grave doubts about what we were doing, which he couldn't reveal or wouldn't reveal. And it became apparent as you were reading the Pentagon Papers that McNamara and a number of other senior planners inside the Pentagon and the White House didn't like what was happening, but they just the momentum was carrying them away.
I want to quote the New York Times at the time that says that Pentagon Papers demonstrated, among other things, that the Johnson administration had systematically lied not only to the public but also to Congress about a subject of transcendent national interest and significance. So, Fox Butterfield, do you think the publishing of the Pentagon Papers in the New York Times, do you think that shortened the length of the Vietnam War?
It would be hard to say specifically, but it added to the general public disillusionment with the United States' involvement in Vietnam. Certainly, it helped create that backlash against it and feeling that the government had not been truthful, which was very powerful force. And of course, it ultimately the oddest effect, which wasn't intended by anybody, was that it led the Nixon administration, which was by now in power, President Nixon was in power, to become almost paranoid about the way the press worked, and ultimately it led to Watergate, which led to Nixon having to leave office. which wasn't, McNamara had no idea about that when he started this.
I think we're, Fox Butterfield, I think we're going to be having a discussion about the impacts that the Pentagon Papers had, not only on journalism, but the connection to now the controversy over WikiLeaks. We could probably go on for a very long time. But I wanted to ask you specifically about those 11 words, the famous 11 words that the Pentagon almost refused to publish this time. We almost got the full report on the Pentagon Papers without these 11 words. Do you have any idea, a clue on what those 11 words might be, what they might say?
I personally have no actual knowledge of it. I suspect that what it is that a name or several names of people who were confidential sources. Maybe they were, Vietnamese people who were sources whose lives, careers might still be in danger if their names surface. The New York Times was very careful not to publish names or identifications of anybody who was a confidential source whose life or career might be endangered by the publication.
But you're probably going to be looking through for those 11 words, right? Is that going to be the first thing you look for?
I really wouldn't know, because actually there was one section of the Pentagon Papers which we never published, and that was the section on the Paris peace negotiations, which were going on in secret in Paris with Henry Kissinger, with the North Vietnamese at the time.
We'll have to leave it there, but we'll get more information when the Pentagon Papers are released in full today from the National Archives and Records Administration. Fox Benefield was one of the journalists who broke the Pentagon Papers story for our partner, the New York Times, 40 years ago. Thank you so much, Fox.